Chapter 28. Frigate Rakehell, Main Hangar Bay.
Javon Thule sat uncomfortable in the lightweight metal tubing chair and listened to what Leia Organa Solo had to tell him. He was uncomfortable for a variety of reasons. First, he was sitting in a chair meant to endure the elements of sun and rain beside a swimming pool and occasionally hold swimsuited frolickers off the permacrete, while he was a full-grown man in black body armor styled like that of Galactic Alliance troopers but lacking unit or rank insignia. The chair sagged under his weight and threatened at any moment to buckle and send him to the metal deck of the hangar bay. Second, he was talking to Leia Organa Solo. He'd been on guard detail for a number of famous people in his GA security career, but none had ever said anything to him other than a brief greeting. And mere meters away from the Millennium Falcon. Somewhere atop it, the equally famous Han Solo was laboring on an antenna array. Javon couldn't see him, but the occasional outbursts of complaint or cursing gave Han's location away. Now, a metal tool rang off the metal decking, bounced, and clanked to a halt, followed by Han's shout,
"Amelia, get that for me, would ya?"
Third, there was the task Javon was being assigned. He cleared his throat to give himself another second to think.
"I'm to be a babysitter?"
Leia nodded.
"For all practical purposes, yes. Is that a problem? Beneath your dignity?"
"Nothing like that. Security is security. People who need protection need it regardless of their ages. But I've never protected a child before. I'm not sure I'm competent for the task." Leia gave him an understanding look.
"The first thing to remember, which is a real help, is that you generally don't have to tell them to duck when you're firing over their heads."
"That was a joke?"
"A little one, yes."
"Oh, good. This is not offered as a criticism. I'm genuinely curious and a little confused. You're bringing a child into an armed camp, an ad hoc settlement where security is going to be handled by several incompatible units, varying from freedom fighters to, it seems, terrorists, to self-aggrandizing warriors, none of whom have any consideration for the safety of a little girl."
"It's not an ideal situation, correct?"
For a moment, Leia sounded very weary indeed.
"I can't really think of a point in time in the last 45 years that could be described as an ideal situation."
She resumed an expression of good humor.
"But things aren't necessarily any safer on Coruscant. If I were there, given my history, I'd be helping with the affairs of the Chief of State's office, which would potentially bring Amelia into harm's way. So Clatooine may actually be safer. Usually we have a Jedi and associated security expert hovering near Amelia and providing protection."
"Don't tell her that,"